The Wisconsin Conservatory of Music is leading an effort in Milwaukee to support black and brown classical musicians and increase diversity in music education. Through their new fellowship program, the conservatory recruits diverse talent to teach underserved students who lack access to music instruction. WUWM Eric Vaughn Fellow Nadia Kelly visited the conservatory to learn how they're addressing the diversity gap in music education.
Just last year, pianist and composer Mikhail Johnson was writing music for the Seattle Opera. But when one of his friends told him about a fellowship in Milwaukee, he jumped at the chance to apply.
She said, "This would be great for you. Just apply." And I looked at it and I thought it was a great prospect and I just decided to go for it. So that's how it started.
Around that same time, clarinetist Mauricio Franco was in Houston, Texas, auditioning for orchestras and symphony bands. He was looking for opportunities to grow as a performer. An online search helped him find and secure a fellowship in Milwaukee.
Moving here was definitely a big step, but in finding the fellowship, also understanding that that step was necessary for my own personal development.
Now, Johnson and Franco are the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music's first fellows in the Fellowship in Teaching Artistry program. As part of the program, Johnson and Franco teach students in the classroom and in private lessons. Whenever they aren't teaching, they're developing their own careers as classical musicians by composing music, practicing their instruments, and connecting with other musicians. Wisconsin Conservatory of Music President Eric Tidlick explains that the idea for the fellowship came when looking at the diversity gap in Milwaukee's music education.
A lot of artistic organizations, especially in Milwaukee, struggle with how do we create a more diverse faculty or staff? And many times they haven't really come up with a solution.
In the past, Milwaukee Public Schools have struggled to provide equal access to music education for all students. A 2019 analysis by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel showed that 2/3 of its schools had limited or no access to certified music instructors. The same analysis showed that students are more likely to have access to music instruction if they attend schools with fewer minority students or fewer economically disadvantaged students. Through the conservatory's Connections program, Johnson and Franco have taught music classes throughout MPS. Tillich says 85% to 90% of the students the conservatory serves through this program are students of color.
It's just important that we be able to put someone up in front of a classroom that kids can aspire, can look to, can identify with. And it's a game changer when you have kids that look at the leadership and someone in front of the classroom that looks like them.
Johnson and Franco have seen how their presence in the classroom has made a difference. Their curriculums include learning about diverse classical composers and exposing them to music from around the world. Johnson says it also involves diving deeper into music the kids already listen to.
Dance hall, rap, R&B, hip hop. I never let them think that the music that they listen to every day is less than. When they started learning instruments and they're starting to hear it in their music, that becomes very inspiring and they're able to navigate even deeper the world that they are already a part of.
Representation in music is also important for Franco.
Most, if not all, of my teaching is done in Spanish for students. And I feel like that resource has been invaluable to them and has also held a special place in their minds.
A memorable experience for Franco was when he introduced his class to Trombone Shorty, a trombone player from New Orleans. Trombone Shorty, whose real name is Troy Andrews, grew up in poverty. Now he is a world-renowned musician, whose music fuses rock, pop, jazz, funk, and hip-hop.
Trombone Shorty has shown the students really that a great artist can come from anywhere. You can always persevere and find yourself on a path towards fulfillment in something like music.
Tillich says he hopes the fellowship will inspire other organizations, not just in arts and music, to find ways to attract diverse talent to Milwaukee. I am Eric Vaughn Fellow Nadia Kelly, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.